I think that the current administration is trying in some ways. I mean, in 1993, unfortunately, the home office deduction was removed. And I know that recently as a few weeks ago, a couple of bills have been introduced that are trying to restore that home office tax deduction. One is even broader than that, and it's also expanding it to include telecommuting. Another bill recently that's been, you know, but again, this is just introduced. They haven't even been discussed yet, and who knows if they're ever going to pass, but the response so far in Congress seems to be favorable. There has also been another bill encouraging companies to promote telecommuting. It offers tax breaks to corporations who institute telecommuting programs. I think that from all that I've read and heard about the new head of the Small Business Administration, he's also trying to institute programs to encourage home office work. He's holding roundtables and discussions across the country that are aimed at very small businesses, a lot of them home-based. They are also trying to ease some of the bank regulations for small loans. And also, there are just a whole bevy of micro-lenders. You know, and if you're running a home-based business, getting a loan is very difficult because a lot of the Small Business Administration or other places that give loans usually don't give such small loans. It's not worth it to them. So I know that under the current administration, all of these micro-lenders have been started, and they specialize in giving very small loans to small businesses and home-based businesses. So I think that although certainly a lot more could be done along those lines, there is a start and things are starting to loosen up. In terms of some other things, however, I think that when it comes to health care, although nothing certainly is definite yet, I think a lot of home-based business owners or small business owners are not real happy with what's happening in that sense.